Hear about Bush's prescription-drugged snake oil today on Hightower Radio. Ouch! What was that pinch in the butt I just felt? Ah, yes, it came from the drug giants sharply jacking up their prices. Older folks who typically need to take 4 prescription medicines a day are being pinched by an average of $245 each, the largest quarterly price increase in 6 years. Why such an add-on for this particular year? Oh, I remember. Last year, George W. and the pharmaceuticals rammed through a $500 billion prescription drug benefit that delivers Medicare patients right into the voracious maw of the drug and insurance companies. Under George's convoluted scheme, which took effect in January, every senior is compelled to buy one of a myriad of complex insurance plans to cover their medicines. In addition to the seniors' premiums and co-payments, however, our Medicare tax dollars cover the bulk of the price set by the drug makers. Here's where the pinch comes in. In the new prescription law, Bush specifically barred Medicare officials from negotiating lower bulk purchase prices from the corporations. We taxpayers could have cut our prices by a third or more. Instead, we're stuck paying whatever the drug barons tell us to pay. So, no surprise that greed greets opportunity, meaning that the brand-name pill makers have now shoved up their prices just as Bush's drug scam comes online. The program also contained another boondoggle for the drug giants, the 6 million low-income and disabled Americans who've been getting their medicines through the low-cost Medicaid program were dumped into Bush's new privatized plan. So the result is that the drug profiteers are now charging up to a third more for the same medicines they had been selling at a negotiated discount through Medicaid. This is Jim Hightower saying, Dr. Bush's drug plan turns out to be snake oil. Just another way to fatten corporate profits at the expense of us taxpayers.
This Jim Hightower commentary has been brought to you by the United Steelworkers, the union committed to winning every employee's right to choose representation free from fear of being intimidated or fired. Visit us on the World Wide Web at usw.org.